This is your starting point, the place where you'll find ideas, impulses, and inspiration to take your first step on your journey, whatever that may be. If you want to have a better relationship with your money, if you've never invested and would like to, but you don't know where to start, this is the podcast for you. I am your host, Lavi. I'm here to share my experiences and true stories with you, and I hope you learn from my mistakes and my successes and will take your first step today. Let's do this. I have been traveling for the past week, and among other places, I had a stop at the venue called Excel in London. That place was my starting point almost 20 years ago, going to Tony Robbins' event, as I mentioned in my previous episodes, and I find it interesting when we go back to our roots now and then, reflect on how far we've come, the lessons we've learned, how much we've grown, and how much better life is because of our decisions back then. Deciding how we want our financial future to be is a choice. Deciding to learn how to get there is also a choice. Deciding to take action is a choice. Deciding to become disciplined is a choice. Everything is actually a choice that we have to make every day and for the rest of our lives. But all these choices are worth following once making them if you are serious about your financial future and want to use investing as one of the means to achieve it. Being at Excel brought up a lot of memories and funny stories. I think it is important to look back and acknowledge our progress. It makes us feel amazing. It energizes us and reinforces the belief in ourselves that we are on the right path and will get where we want to get. And it is just as important that if we look forward, we only look at our next immediate goal and not to the top of the mountain, even if that is our final goal. Looking at the top of the mountain and realizing how far we are from it is a recipe for negative feelings, which will lead to less action or even giving up in pursuing our goals. It won't work, so stop looking at that 100 million final goal if you're just starting out or if you've only reached your $1,000 first goal after several months of discipline and action. Keep the belief in yourself, though, stay disciplined and take action and focus on your next immediate steps on your path. Once you start having a comfortable situation around money, once you are able to afford a better life for yourself and the ones around you, you will only want to look forward for even better situation and never want to go back to struggling or living a mediocre life. As they say, why live an ordinary life when we all can live an extraordinary one? Back to Excel and a memory that made me smile. I remember the first time a well-off person mentioned flying business class. I thought to myself, that is just ridiculous. Why pay 4, 5, 10 times more for a flight ticket when an economy ticket will take you to the same destination? I admit, I thought of people doing that as snobs or spoiled, not because of who they were, but because of me and my situation. I couldn't afford it. I didn't know what it meant, other than much more money. And I also remember saying to myself, well, even if I had that kind of money lying around, I would still not fly business class when I can do so much more with that money. It's ridiculous. That was my mentality, the mentality of a person who was struggling financially. It didn't help me, and it won't help anyone to think like that. What I have learned helps is starting thinking how. How can I afford that too? Because that will put us in a curious state of mind and ignite the creativity in us. getting curious about finding more about it, finding ways how to experience it, is for sure better and more positive than labeling it as being ridiculous or feeling sad for being unable to afford it and not having basically enough self-confidence that we will ever do that. I also remember that wealthy person adding, "Once you fly business, you never want to fly economy again." Okay, let's try something. Before you make any judgments about that guy, I challenge you to use your imagination and try to put yourself in that person's shoes for a second and see how you feel once saying those things, as if you already experienced them. Say it in your mind or say it out loud, imagining being that guy. Once you fly business, you never want to fly economy again. How do you feel? You see, it's not about the money or flying business, but all the emotions and the mindset around it. And maybe you don't care about what class you're flying, but maybe you enjoy sport cars or something else that you define exclusive. You get my point here, right? You feel different, don't you? Life is at a different level. Your life starts to feel, or maybe already is, extraordinary. To make the story short, it took me many years to even accept the thought of finding buying business or first class worth trying, but many years later, I found out, and I can say one thing. That guy was right. And ironically enough, I now say those things myself, which is part of the reflection I've had this past week. Life is amazing because it surprises us with so many incredible things that we initially think are impossible, but that we learn to make them possible. I wish I had someone to guide me back then, someone who could open my eyes and help me see that I had a better choice, a better decision to take. But I hope I'm here for you now and you learn this. You always have choices. So choose a positive way of thinking, something that will move you forward to a better level than where you are right now. Today, I want to address one very important investment basic rules, and this is maybe one of the few lessons I have been fortunate enough to learn from others and not the hard way through my own mistakes. Never, ever, ever, ever invest the money you can't afford to lose. And before we dive deeper into the money we invest, let's talk first about the money we spend. And let's start with something mind-boggling, something that a lot of people in this world do, and they are not even aware of it. They think that they save money when buying things on offers, on deals, when in reality they spend more. How? They get enticed into buying things with borrowed money. And it may sound like this is an okay thing to do, but let me explain why this is a big mistake. Let's say you go to the shop to buy a new TV. And the TV you see and get hooked on by the big advertised sign at the entrance costs $1,000, just to keep things simple. And it is a great offer because you see that the original price was, let's say, $2,000. Wow, you think, this is a great deal. I must get this deal because I save a lot of money. And I must get it now because it's only valid this week. FOMO, remember? The fear of missing out? The deal may be a great deal. And you may have spotted a great opportunity. But that is the case only if you have that money at that point. However, you can turn this opportunity into a very bad deal very quickly with two scenarios. First, if at this point in time you only had $500, that means you now have to borrow $500 in order to afford to buy this TV. No problem, you think. I have my credit card right here, and sure, you have your $500 extra on your card that you can get on the card, but that money is not your money. If you use that money, it is borrowed money that you have to pay back. It's not like a loan from parents or friends that some people forget to give back or wait until they are reminded of. This is something that could potentially turn your finances upside down, and that can happen much quicker than you think. Because those 500 you borrow come with a big price to pay, a big interest rate. Let me ask you something. If that sign, that TV offer, said, "This TV costs normally 2,000, but here is our great offer. This week only, you can buy it for 2,500. Would you buy it?" Yes, I said the right numbers. 2,500. Would you buy it? Would you think it's a great deal? Of course your answer is no. In what world is that a good deal? Well, that's the point. That's the hidden agendas some of these loans have that the seller in the store doesn't tell you about. By the time you paid your loan back with interest and maybe fees and maybe a delay penalty or two, because paying back borrowed money doesn't mean pay me back at your convenience, but pay me back every month when I say so, according to the contract you are eager to sign right now without even reading what you're signing. So by the time you pay back that loan, that TV costs more than the full price. Do you still want to pay that just so that you have that TV right now, or wait until you save those 500 extra and can afford that TV on your own and profit fully of the opportunity? Lots of people want it now, right now, and choose or deny the truth, the reality of what that action costs them. But if you really want that TV and you decide not to buy it in several payments with interest on top, you will be much faster to come up with ideas to make that extra money to buy it. You will be free of debt, and you will be able to pat yourself on the shoulder, both for the opportunity you spotted and took advantage of, and for having discipline and respect for your budget and care for your money. Second scenario, if you can't afford the monthly payment, the compound effect that we talked about in episode 1 will work in your disadvantage. You will have to pay more and more interest on the money you borrowed, and that is why a lot of people drown in debt and never get out of it. So the general rule is this: don't buy things when you don't have the budget for it, or when you can't pay back in time before having to pay any interest or fees. A lot of shops may seem flexible and willing to help you out with these loans, but in reality, you are charged extra for not being able to pay everything at the time of your purchase. And this is even more important for investing, because borrowing money for investing is not like drowning in debt, but it's more like playing with fire, where you will get burned sooner or later for sure. I have read enough books, I've attended enough seminars, and I have heard of enough cases where people of all backgrounds got broke because of this one thing. They borrowed money to invest and they lost them all. If it is your own money and you lose them, you are back to square one. You are back to the starting point. You start from scratch, but you are free. If you borrowed money to invest, you may never even reach the scratch level, and the burden of paying back will wear you down, along with all your will of investing again. So the big lesson here is never ever invest with borrowed money. If you listen to this podcast, you will get to a point where you will be ready to invest. You will know where to invest your money, how much and for how long, and you will have enough money to invest without getting yourself into debt. I will dive deeper into this subject and get you started with some numbers in the next episode. So stay tuned and get ready. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this episode, you know what to do. Like, share, comment, give it a 5-star review, and join me next time. Until then, make it a successful day. You are here, you are on the right path, and this is your starting point.